group of 12 incoming freshman Republicans held a fundraiser on Tuesday night at the W Hotel, one of the more upscale hotels in Washington. You know, this is just literally weeks after this victory in November that was won on the rhetoric of, you know, we're going to bring fiscal discipline to Washington, the Tea Party's message of cutting spending and really kind of cracking down on the way things were done in this town. And what some in the GOP are saying, some GOP strategists who, of course, didn't want to be named for fear of backlash, they were saying, look, this is horrendous. That this is just what they call the optics of this. It just doesn't look great right now. And it's really made some people inside the GOP cringe. I mean, this is a $2,500 a ticket event. That's the minimum price. Leanne Rimes was the featured performer. And it was one of those, you know, posh, high-ticket events in Washington, and that certainly didn't look to a lot of people like it was changing the way things were being done in Washington. John Boehner was among the lists of invited guests, and we called his office, and they said he was not going, and when we asked why, they declined to say why. But, you know, you talk to people inside the party and the analysts, the strategists, and they say it's obvious. He didn't want to go anywhere near this thing because of the PR nightmare that it could give him on the eve of his swearing in, by the way. I mean, so it really was not something that made these incoming freshman Republicans look very good. Now, the guy who kind of spearheaded this is a new congressman from California named Jeff Denham, and he's known as a pretty savvy power broker when he was a state senator out in California. He was very good at this kind of thing, and he defended it. He said, you know, he talked to reporters on Tuesday night just before this thing, and he said, look, you know, the Democrats are out there recruiting candidates, they're raising money, we have to be able to counter them, and this is a way to do it. And I also spoke to Tom Davis, who's the former chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee, and he said, look, the practicality of this is you've got to raise money in order to win elections and stay in office. That hasn't changed, and that's not going to change. And it may not be the best timing, it may not be the best optics, but this is really the way a lot of these guys are going to have to do this to try to stay in office. You can kind of understand it, but maybe the timing and the visuals weren't the best for that.
I was reading one of the Republican bloggers who was chalking it up kind of to naivete, that this just wasn't, okay, yeah, we've got to raise money, but do we have to do it this way?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these are all Republican freshmen. I mean, none of them had even sworn in when this occurred. So some of it is, I think, a little bit of naivete. But again, this guy who spearheaded it, Denham, he's a pretty savvy guy. This is not a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. So, and he was known as a pretty good fundraiser for California candidates. So it's there's some speculation that he might have some ambitions for leadership positions, and he's trying to get an early start on it. You know, that doesn't necessarily sit well within the party either.
Yeah. The other story we want to touch base on is another one that's sort of one of those V8 stories where you just sort of bonk your head and go, what in the world's going on here? It has to do with the Navy captain aboard the carrier Enterprise.
Absolutely, and this captain has just been relieved of duty from the USS Enterprise, and, you know, it is a, you know, what was he thinking type thing, you know, but it was interesting. The story, the angle of it we covered was kind of the, you know, what is the culture like among enlisted people in the Navy when you're out at sea for a long time? Does the humor get darker? Do the practical jokes get worse? And the answer is yes. I mean, a lot of them will say the longer you're out there, you know, you'll do things that you wouldn't normally do in order to break the monotony, to break the tension, to break the, you know, the loneliness.
Yeah.
And he might have been doing this just to raise people's spirits and give them something to laugh at. But, you know, what's kind of surprising is, number one, that this guy had the time to do this, because I've done coverage on an aircraft carrier. We were on a carrier last year off the coast of Haiti after the earthquake. And the XO, the executive officer, which this guy was, that's a top position, and you've got to be on just on top of everything that goes on a carrier. This is a vessel with 5,000 to 6,000 people on it, with moving parts that are just working 24 hours a day. And the XO has to be basically the CEO of this. He's got to keep on top of everything. How this guy had time to do all this is just beyond me.
And that, I mean, I totally get the trying to build camaraderie, and I mean, I can only imagine what it's like when you're out at sea for long periods of time. But my goodness, it's one of those things where you go, hold on, this was the way to do it.
Yeah, this was the way to do it with, you know, simulating shower scenes with women in the shower and other types of lewd acts. It was all simulation, apparently, but it was just really, I mean, clearly someone was offended by it. There were anti-gay slurs that were on the tape. There was just, you know, there were F-bombs all over the place. You know, someone was offended by it. Someone leaked out the fact that this video existed, and the Virginian Pilot newspaper got hold of it. I think someone might have had it in for this guy. But either way, it certainly exposed something that has happened. You know, whether this is pervasive in the Navy, whether this kind of thing goes on carriers during these long deployments, I guess that's something we'll have to pursue.